Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass, Hayden's here.
Hello.
Hi. And today...
Hey.
Today we're joined by...
How are you?
I'm doing well, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Hi!
We're joined by Annie and Lena.
Hello.
Hello, hi there, hello Cass, hello, hello.
If you want to also... What?
What is this energy you're bringing specifically?
Me? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not good at this. I was going
to
jump
in. Things are hard to start, and I think that's okay.
I have trouble finishing.
I just hit a hectic laugh, yeah. So I think we're all good.
Well, I was going to say before I was rudely interrupted that you guys have a show currently on sale. Depending when this episode comes out, it might currently be on. Who knows?
Oh my gosh, Cass, have you heard about this?
You know what? I've heard whispers.
Oh my gosh.
I've heard whispers and I'm leaning into them. I've been spreading the whispers.
Oh my God, Cass is Lena inning.
Imagine.
Do you reckon you could say it louder so people could hear when you're promoting the show?
It's a wonderful show called Annie and Lena Have a Talk Show.
Oh, because she said she's heard whispers. I know. Yeah. I just got it. So that would be the promoting the show like this. Hey, they're doing it. Guess what? And I'm like, oh, no one.
And so people say, what? That. And I say, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Out of my face. I was whispering. Go away. Sorry, continue. That where I interrupted your talking about the show.
Yeah, and talking about the show, it is a talk show. It's a sketch show about a talk show.
Yes.
Me and Lena have a talk show.
Yeah. That's it. It's going to happen at the Malt House, which is a very fancy theatre.
Malt House?
It's just at the Malt House.
That's so embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where I did year 9 work experiences.
Yeah.
I did mine at Red Stitch.
Did you?
Birds of a feather.
Look at us now.
I didn't mind at Toys R Us.
Yeah,
and
I was
now,
at a bakery.
And now Toys R Us doesn't exist anymore. Or at least maybe it's back. I don't know. But mine shut down. Anyway, today we're talking about balloons.
Balloons.
They're my second favorite thing that's cool to look at and then gives you a fright.
What's the first?
Yeah, wait.
Men.
Yeah, men are cool to look at, though. Can we just sit on that bit?
And they're all full of hot air.
Yeah.
And they're blessed.
Yeah.
And when seabirds eat them, they fill up their tummies.
Yeah, all of this is still correct about both.
Yeah, like an ecological disaster.
Yeah.
Seal them at one end and hit them real hard, they pop.
Yeah.
True.
I was listening to, I don't know if I can talk about other podcasts on this podcast.
You can't do it.
Or is that My Favorite Murder? They did an episode about like this great balloon launch of the
80s. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I know about this. Yeah.
Yeah. They just thought it'd be fun to release, millions of balloons?
Yeah.
I was only half listening. But like it caused like traffic.
People died.
It was a Guinness World Record attempt.
That's what it was.
And then all the balloons.
Just saying attempt. Did it not even work?
Well, they released them. I guess they got it.
There was a storm.
Yeah. So all the balloons got pushed down and onto this river, and they were trying to find people in the river. And one of these like inflated balloons were there. It's hard to find someone in a life jacket.
Because there was
like
a murder happening at the same. There's a murder happened at the same time.
I don't know if it was a murder, but they were just.
Well, what was it on that podcast then?
I think they ran out of murders
because they stopped talking about murder. Sometimes it's just weird events like people getting crushed.
There's only so many murders.
I think that's true. What a great comparison to draw, and it's like the ending of a life. Like someone's made a decision to end someone else. Like balloons. Oopsie.
I mean, I guess it's kind of manslaughter.
Yeah, well,
but your favorite manslaughter is not very good.
I thought you were about to tell me that there was some crazy, because I feel like there might be something. My memory of this balloon event is that the reason that it was a problem on that specific day was because they were trying to look for a body.
Yeah, they were trying to find, I think, people who fell into a
lake. Yeah, but they were alive at the time. Ugh. But then they drowned.
And so they inhibited the search.
So they're saying the balloons did the murder?
No. The balloons made it impossible to find the people in the river.
Here's some pictures of some of it. And everyone's like, wow, it was nice.
Yeah, I watched a doco on it, but I don't retain information.
I'm so worried about showing me a dead body. That's just a lot of balloons.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of balloons.
They could have been a dead body in the mix. You just can't tell.
That's true.
It's a magic eye of balloons.
In magic eye, the dead body just pops out of
you. Oh, it was there.
Have you guys ever been on a hot air balloon?
No, I was looking it up the other day
because I really want to go. And these are some things I learned. It's, first of all, really expensive. It's like $600. You can get like Valentine's Day sales. But second thing I learned, they're not private.
No.
So, and the hot air balloons are actually huge. And so I was looking it up because my housemate and I were like, he was like, I've always wanted to go. I'm like, I'll treat you. I can't afford to treat him.
Yeah.
And also like, I was like, oh, we could get a Valentine's Day like special, see if we could do that. And then I was like, hang on. This is with other people. The private ones, just a balloon for two, is like $1,000.
Yeah. And, you know, I know you just said, like, the balloons are big, but the baskets are small. Mm. And it's real claustrophobic. And I don't know how long you're up in the air for. And I've had so many liquids today. But you can't. There's nowhere to pee.
Yeah. 3 hours. It's a three-hour journey.
They go for a while.
Oh, you're, like, shoulder to shoulder.
And then you're, like, with the guy, the balloon man. It's not romantic. You're right next to the guy.
Balloon man.
So I had the opportunity to go in one.
Yeah.
Around this time last year.
I remember.
I was doing a thing for, like, we were playing werewolf for the...
Lena's life.
Oh, for the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Oh, yeah. And it was for... God, I'm completely blanking on my friends, dragon friends. So it was their event, mm-hmm. and then it was for the D&D movie. And as part of it, we went and played werewolf, and everyone was like, why are these people playing werewolf before this movie? And no one wanted to watch us do it. It was very awkward. But then... as part of it, they offered a balloon ride to everyone who was playing werewolf.
Why is that part of it?
I don't know.
What's the connection?
Because
okay.
Is Michael Heaton got something to do with it?
Yeah, he was part of the group. So the balloon had the pictures of characters from the D&D movie on it.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they were sending the balloons up anyway. So they asked some comedians if they wanted to go in them. Yeah. And a whole bunch of people said yes. And I thought it through, and I'm deathly afraid of heights.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what would be worse, getting up there and then realizing I can't handle it and crying, or being the comedian that cried so hard they ruined it for all the other comedians.
They had to bring it down. Because it is comedy, so it would be a bit funny. But I think the funniest part would be that it is a marketing thing. So you would tank a marketing department's budget.
Oh.
And I'm sad you didn't take the opportunity.
I don't think I could have lived it down. Imagine that. Imagine being in a hot air balloon and five other comedians who are pretty good at roasting now have that story about you.
Yeah, but comedians don't are afraid of emotions. So if you were genuinely crying.
Yeah, it was made it awkward.
Would
freak everyone
out.
Go quiet.
Oh, one would jump. Yeah. Like, I can't do this.
I saw a TikTok about that today, about a guy who's like a skydiver and he hired like a hot air balloon. They're all going to see him like jump out of it. And the balloon guy.
I saw that too.
Yeah, he's like hot air algorithm.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, yeah, because what's happening is the balloon man is, like, holding on to this, like, guy who wants to skydive. He's like, absolutely not. Like, I'm not letting him. The guy's like, I've skydived.
Well, they didn't organize
so
it
much.
Properly.
Yeah.
They just surprised it on him.
Yeah, they did. He literally took off a jacket and he was wearing his fucking, like.
Yeah.
So whose side are you on?
To a person?
I'm on balloon man's side.
Same. Skydiver guys is.
Skydiver guys are assholes.
No, you absolutely can't.
Yeah.
It's vile.
I'm just going to jump.
It's such vile.
It's really fun.
It's so vile. I think it's so gross. And then, like, he's really belligerent about it. And the guy's like, stop touching me, man. Stop touching me, man.
He's like, I've jumped from this. We were up there. I would have made it. And the guy's like,
you ruined my business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I let you. No.
Yeah.
You're not permitted for that.
Don't jump.
It's not about whether you could do it. Yeah. I don't want you to. Please don't do it.
And half the comment section's like, that guy shouldn't shouldn't, the balloon men shouldn't have touched the skydive.
Really?
Yeah. And that's why I was like, that's the internet is divided on this? Yeah, exactly.
That's actually, he should go to jail for that. That's actually assault. Wild.
To be able to jump out of a balloon, you have to jump out, which means you're forcing the basket
back. That's what I was just thinking.
There's no way that you can get out without disturbing the basket.
Yeah, yeah.
It's floating in the air.
And also to be like, I would have been fine, and to disrupt that much and put other people at risk, but he's the only one wearing a parachute.
Do you know who else I think is a real asshole? Is those people who, when you do like bungee jumping, like those, like when you fall off, and they go, I'm going to count down from three. And as they're saying, I'm going to count down, they push you off.
I prefer that, I think. I mean, if I was ever going to bungee jump, which I obviously never will, because why would I? You need to push me. I'm never going to jump.
I don't want to jump mad.
No. No, but you'll be falling.
But you'd be distracted while you wouldn't be scared. You'd be like, oh, that is so rude.
And he ruined my experience.
Yeah, that is so bad. It's just like plummeting, going.
Thinking about the Yelp review you're going to leave.
I wouldn't have been ready on one.
Hot air balloons also just crash all the time.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, so the one that all the comedians went up with had to emergency land.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, they would have landed anyway.
I bet, but I know.
You would have been, do you think you would have handled it when the balloon person was like, okay, we have to emergency land?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a really smart decision.
I would not be into it at all.
I reckon there's a chance I pee. Like, if I'm really honest with you guys in this room and I'm there and I'm like up that high, I reckon there's a chance I pee.
Yeah.
Real slowly. I think it'll be fine.
That's true. As long as no one was behind.
Yeah, because
underneath.
It's a loose basket weave. Not supportive at all. No, I don't know. Lena, I really admire about you guys. I don't know if you guys are the same, but like, you know, you think what would happen if you were up in a basket. Whereas I'm like, nah, I'll do it. It'll be fine. And then I would pee. I wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Oh no, I forgot to think about this. Yeah.
I'm like the person that has those like hero moments, you know, when you're sitting on a train, you're like, oh, what a super strength.
Oh, I do that as
if
well.
If a hot air balloon crashed into
it.
You do that too?
I'm like, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
If everything went wrong, like, well, I would just like crack open the doors and be like, everyone follow me. Yeah. And I'd get like my torch out and stuff.
And I'd have my phone and I'd call emergency services.
Yeah. And I'd quote the number of the train carriage and I'd be on top of it.
And I'm this far away from there. Let's keep building.
I'd tell someone to look at me so they wouldn't be scared.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
I think you take off your shirt
and look really hot and heroic as you stem the bleeding.
Yeah, yeah. I'd probably just cry and do what I'm told.
Apparently, if you're in an emergency.
By me, telling you to calm down.
You just yell, you, calm down. You are ruining this for everyone.
Sorry, I'm scaring again.
Shut the fuck up.
Did you say shut the fuck out?
Shut the fuck, Annie. Shut the fuck, Annie.
You know,
honestly, that is what I'd say.
But what you're supposed to do is like, if you want someone to call emergency services, you have to point to someone and be like, you call 000. Otherwise, no one will do it.
Yeah.
Because that is like, oh, someone else will do it. So you got to be like, you have to do it.
Yeah, you have to delegate in an emergency.
That helped me in a situation the other day.
Really?
What? Yeah. We saw a bird get attacked by a dog from a window.
Did you call 000?
Wait.
She told someone else to.
Sending that dog to jail.
Fire ambulance or bullies. Like, what's the bird one?
In my head, Amelia, you were outside the window and the dog and the bird were inside.
Sorry.
Violent situation.
Me and a group of people were looking out of a window and then saw a dog attack a bird, like a corolla, like a Australian parrot.
A native.
Yeah.
A native bird.
Never.
And then we were all like, oh my God, that's horrible. And then someone's like, God, someone should call the wildlife services. And then I was like, no one's going to do it. And I was like looking around and then someone did. So I think it was probably the person who said we should call the wildlife services.
Yeah, they took it upon themselves. Yeah.
Maybe we should just make it society rule that if you have the thought to make the call, you make the call.
Yeah, that's probably a good rule.
It's kind of weaponized incompetence, isn't it? It's like, we should do that. And then not doing
someone
it.
Someone should do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I can't because I have a phone.
But if you made the call to make a citizen's arrest, like everybody. Because like, I'm fascinated by citizen's arrest.
They don't exist, right?
Yeah, they're real. They do. I mean, you can
Does that just mean
kidnapping someone?
No, basically it means you can just hold someone for a bit.
Yeah.
But you have to say, I think this is a citizen's arrest. Like, really? Authorities are on the way.
Yeah, it's dual rules. You have to announce it.
Yeah. You have to slap them with a glove first. I'm citizens arresting you.
At 12 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. You may place a person under citizens arrest if you believe on reasonable grounds they've committed an offence or in the course of committing such an offence. So, like, if someone you think is maybe going to rob your car, you could try and arrest them.
But you do have to, like, be able to prove in court the reasonable,
reasonable grounds.
Or the grounds, right? Yeah. Like, you have to be able to, because, like,
touched my car.
I could just be me, Lena, who's very paranoid, and be like, Annie was going to say something mean about me. So I tackled her.
So it was defamation.
Yeah, it's like actually defamation.
Libelous.
Yeah. Well, hang on. So if you're placing Annie under citizen's arrest for defamation.
Yeah, you better catch me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well,
I probably can't.
Can you evade citizen's arrest?
Of course you can. Like, you can evade police arrest.
Yeah.
Don't get any ideas.
For evading citizen's arrest? Like, if you go to trial.
Okay, so you were innocent, you weren't committing a crime, but you did run from a guy who tried to citizen's arrest you.
You played Chasey.
I said citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
So you had to stop.
No, but I was
Polly. No, because this other citizen crawled under my legs and set me free.
A really fun thing to do as well is, I don't know if, I think Melbourne is a particularly hot air balloony city.
Yeah.
Or is every city, is it like one of those things where like, oh, Melbourne's got really good coffee, but actually everywhere has good coffee. Does everywhere have balloons or is it?
Surely everywhere it does. I think the main place, when I looked it up, the main places in Melbourne are over the city. So if you want to see the sunrise over the thingy or out in the Yarra Valley. So the wine regions.
Okay.
Regions.
The regions.
A lot of places have wine and cities. Yeah. So it would be insane if they didn't balloon.
Well,
there must
fun
be
thing.
A great balloon culture here. Sorry.
There really is.
We do it the best. We do the best.
But a great thing to do is type hot air balloon and then your city. Just see how often there's a news article being like, hot air balloon makes emergency landing. And then 3 months ago, dramatic vision shows hot air balloons crash landing. And then from last year, hot air balloon crash lands in Melbourne streets. They're falling out of the sky like crazy.
I think they're not. Like, all, I think emergency landing just means not where we thought we'd
that counts as a crash, I think.
That's
I
not
think,
a crash.
That's a crash.
No, but they have to come down.
No, that's not a crash.
Because you, the one that they did with the comedians just landed on the beach near to where they thought they were going to go.
That would happen like most of the time.
Yeah. My workplace now has a what to do if they're if a hot air balloon lands in our workplace, because it happened once before, so now it's in like an emergency procedure.
How often are you doing drills?
We have to get a procedure for this because it happened.
We didn't know what to do at the time.
What is the procedure? Just sort of like them deal with it.
I looked it up. there's some sort of code you can say on the radio.
There's people that work for the balloon company. They're there. Just let them do it.
Code Whimsy. Speaking of things that you should look up that are funny to do with you,
great,
like a personalized search.
Yeah.
I cannot enough recommend jumping onto Etsy and searching the thing that's wrong with you.
What do you mean?
So,
like with me, Annie, specifically.
No,
that's
like,
such a funny...
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Reaction. What?
I've been going to so many psychologists asking what's wrong with me.
Yeah. Maybe Ed still have the answer.
No, you need to know to search it.
Yeah, that's true. You're a step behind.
So if you, for example, you search the thing that has been diagnosed as like quote unquote wrong with you. So one of my friends has Crohn's disease. So she typed that into Etsy and she found a shirt that said, I am going to shit myself to death. Mm. And it had a picture of the Grim Reaper on it.
Great.
Another Amazing. One of my friends got a blood clot. They searched blood clot in Etsy and there was a T-shirt that was like my organic food, my blood clot was organic and it tried to kill me.
Yeah, great.
Like there were so
I
many.
I was about to search what is wrong with me in Etsy. Yeah.
I'm sure you'd actually get a cool t-shirt that's like, I'm so fucked. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Look it up.
Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this.
You're allowed to swear. Okay. Do whatever you want.
I'm sorry.
What was your last one? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
So if I search too funny. Too
I'm
hard.
Sure you get some awful, awful t-shirts. Yeah, yeah. I think you're right.
There was, because I have this thing about novelty t-shirts, right? Because I do wear a lot of merch. I wear a lot of novelty t-shirts.
Yeah.
And I get advertised them. And
what's your favorite novelty t-shirt?
My favorite one, I don't know if this counts, but it is, I have a t-shirt that has Millpool on it, which is the.
That's good. Yeah.
And it's very funny.
From The Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a fun one to wear with a broken foot.
oh, yeah.
But I got advertised one that was like, it got so niche into areas of like things that I was like, I don't want to meet the person that this t-shirt's for, because it said, I'm cutting out carbs, but carbs was then crossed out and dick was written. So, so I was like, this is for the no carb, no dick market. Which is like bodybuilding.
That's
lesbians.
Really funny. Yeah, yeah. I can't believe you didn't buy that shirt.
Where you wear that?
To here. Bed. Why are you wearing here today?
That would have been a great conversation start.
Yeah. Oh, Alina, I see you're cutting out dick.
Where's in the carbs?
Yeah. Is it the carbs and dick?
So the carbs quitting wasn't working, so you're back on dick.
Yeah. Dick's what really gives me energy.
I'm just finding that it goes better with pasta sauce.
Yeah. You have to have long grain dick, I think.
It's an ancient dick.
I was like, who? What interests do you need to have for that to be your t-shirt?
I think a lot of them now, is my guess, is just someone tells ChatGPT, hey, write me 100 funny t-shirt ideas, and then they plonk that onto Etsy and then they make lots of money.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten Target, like, algorithmed so many people who are like, here's how to make so much money off of Etsy, and it'll be like,
Printify, send it off to
the little girl.
Sorry, Cass, you tell us.
Oh no, it's exactly that though. You get a, like a Printify, and then you link it to an Etsy, and then you pay an artist $2 to like make a graphic for you, and then they're like, yeah, you can leverage the digital assets. Like, no,
you don't actually get to take advantage of people on Fiverr.
Hey, here's how to farm with people.
Yeah. So in Vietnam, their labor laws are really lax. So you can actually get a lot of stuff made and they don't get paid really much at all. It's
like
awesome.
Min-maxing.
Absolutely. Think about events coming up. The Taylor Swift, the revolution.
Eat the rich.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you guys remember Balloon Boy?
I remember Bubble Boy. Who's Balloon Boy?
Balloon Boy. Similar name, very different boy.
Very different boy.
But both boy.
Yeah,
good observation. And you know, boy, I quit carbs but not dick.
I have a t-shirt for you.
This is from 2009. I'll just tell you the whole story, okay?
Yeah.
Because I remember this very differently to when I looked it up. So you got Richard Heaney and Mayumi Iizuka, and they're a couple in Hollywood, and they're basically failed stand-up comedians and actors. Associates described Heen as a shameless self-promoter who would do almost anything to advance his latest endeavor. He became a storm chaser for a little bit. He flew a plane around a hurricane. They were on the show Wife Swap as well. And they were trying to get a show made about their family called The Science Detectives. It's a documentary to investigate the mysteries of science.
What year did you say?
The mysteries of science.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is 2009.
Okay. And what episode? And what season?
Of Wives. Well, actually, they were on it twice. They were on it and then they came back for the 100th episode because they were fan favorites.
Great. Oh. Heartbreakingly, I already feel like this show that they were trying to get up, it would have been one I would have watched.
Yeah.
Now.
It's just putting a jazzy spin because the mysteries of science is simply the practice of science.
Yeah, that's what science kind of is. Yeah, like what is a mystery of science?
It's just science. Yeah.
And mysteries.
But aren't we more interested now?
Absolutely.
So Heen created a prototype of a freaky vehicle. That's my editorializing on that. It's basically a saucer-shaped balloon, and this is to quote Heen, it's people can pull it out of their garage and hover above traffic. It's 20 feet wide and 5 feet high.
And in
meters, it's 6.1 meters by 1.5 meters.
So it's
wide.
Feet confused it's, with meters, yeah. It's not the height of a tall person by the height of a short person. It is
It's the height of a very tall basketball player
That's a really high tall basketball player.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was made.
Honey, I don't think that exists.
Six meters.
It was made from plastic tarps taped together with aluminium foil. String and duct tape, and then also for some reason the outside of it was electrified. And I'm trying to find what was the quote. Something about there's a million volts it can produce on the outside
for a purpose.
I don't know.
Yeah. To harness the storm.
I'm sorry. Do you not want to be able to levitate and get electrocuted at the same time? Because
I have a million volts coursing through your freaky flying saucer.
He's trying to invent traffic too, traffic on top of the first traffic.
Too.
The best thing about traffic is so traffic. Just really quick. Traffic is so funny to me because the one thing I've noticed recently from watching, I watched some documentaries on Disney, and also Elon Musk is trying to build roads underneath Vegas for only Teslas.
Yeah.
And traffic is the great unifier. It is the one thing that billionaires are trying to stop existing. That's why we have Epcot in Disneyland because he wanted Epcot's like the future of tomorrow place where Walt Disney tried to build a city with people for people to live in, and they would just take monorails everywhere and get rid of traffic. He was trying to get rid of all billionaires want
line,
to get rid of traffic.
The line?
No.
Oh, it's like this new mega city idea.
I've heard of it.
And it's like this like 200-kilometer long city in one line. So it's really, really short but long.
Yes, I know
what
you're talking about.
Everything really close to you, unless you want to visit your friend who lives 200 kilometers away.
Exactly.
And that it's impossible to traverse.
No traffic. Yeah. And it's the one thing that billionaires can't solve. And and therefore now I love traffic. If I sit in traffic, I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm the same as everyone here.
Do you know what the solve for traffic is?
It's public transport.
It's public transport. So, the billionaires have an issue with traffic because they don't want to be plebs. Yeah. And if they funded, what's that quote about, you don't judge a country on its wealth by how many people have cars. You judge a country on its wealth by how many of the rich people, not how many poor people have cars, how many rich people take public transport.
Yeah.
Because if the public transport and the infrastructure is really, really good, then everyone takes it, including the rich people.
How do you treat your server?
And he gets it.
All the tunnels as well are basically just like a subway, but worse, because it's like, imagine if each carriage only had one person in it and it was a whole car and its own separate point of failure, huh? Well, wouldn't that be better? That way, if one person, their car break down, the whole thing's ruined.
And
huh?
It's stuck underground the whole
it's
time.
It's good, isn't it?
Have you heard of phantom traffic jams?
No.
So this is, I really love traffic as well.
Yeah.
Because
and
I
ghosts.
Think people,
this is what, your what? Loves combined.
Yeah. We align on a lot of things and they're not a lot of things other people align with us on.
And they're from other ends. You're like, I want ghosts to be real so much. I'm like, I just love the, no, you're like,
I love the traffic. Phantom traffic. Boom.
So the phantom traffic exists. So you'll have phantom traffic jams on highways and freeways. And highways and freeways have been specifically designed so that the flow of traffic never stops. So if you are on a highway or freeway, there's no traffic lights or anything until you pull off of it. And you always have a really long way to go when you're turning off. So there's always enough room to leave the highway at the speed of the freeway or whatever it is, go on that shoulder, exit at speed, slow down, and then get to the traffic light. the reason people have traffic jams at freeways is because people speed up and slow down so much that they cause, like, eventually someone has to stop and it's a phantom traffic jam. So if you're ever stopped on a freeway, it's because someone was a fool.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, you can watch, like, diagrams of this, just someone, like, breaking a little bit and the next person breaks, the next person breaks, next person breaks.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's why, like, you're on the freeway, like, oh, the traffic's really bad, and then all of a sudden it's just fine.
Yeah.
Like, what? There was nothing.
Yeah, just one person panic pumping the brake.
Yeah. It's
just,
and it's, like, it lasts all day.
Yeah. If everyone on the highway,
my grandpa's on the highway.
Yeah.
If everyone goes the same speed, there will never be a stop in traffic.
Yeah. Amazing. More cars that drive us.
Yeah. Mm. Let's just start witch hunting the people who pump the brake. No, anyway, I should stop pinching witch hunts.
Kill the rich. Was it eat the rich? Eat the breakers.
Eat the rich, kill a witch.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, sorry, Bubble Boy.
That's a good shirt. No, not Bubble Boy. Oh my God. Get ChatGPT to make it funny and then we'll make lots of money.
Eat the rich, kill the witch is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Okay, so they
comedy show?
Yeah.
They made this balloon thing, and then the next, so basically it got launched, and then they were like, oh, there's a boy in there.
Yeah. No, so, go back. What do you mean? So they built something to show everyone, like, everyone's going to have these in their
the
garage.
The freaky electric balloon that has a million volts coursing through the outside made of tarp and duct tape.
And they were like, look,
they released it, and it flew away. As balloons to do.
There was no way to steer it.
No, it's just a balloon. And then they went, oh, there's a boy in there. My son's in the balloon. And then
mouth is a gate by telling you
those
in shock.
Pieces of shit.
How long in your memory, by the way, was the balloon up for? Because in my memory, the balloon was up there for like a week.
Yeah, I think it was like, I feel like for me, it was like.
For my memory.
Because I remember it hitting. I mean, God, I don't even remember when this was.
It's 2009.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You said that.
No one's
mentioned the date. No one's mentioned the date of this event.
The 15th of October.
Trying to lose my virginity.
It's like, I don't know. Yeah, I can't remember when this was, but I feel like it was in like maybe like 2009 around there.
Yeah, late 2009 probably.
Yeah, 2009, maybe like October.
Yeah.
Like Google it, will I ruin it?
Like mid-October probably.
Yeah, pretty much dead center. Yeah.
Anyway, it's hard to know. But I remember it being maybe on like late night TV or Twitter or something. But I don't think, I think. My version of remembering this story is I knew the conclusion.
Okay, look.
Wait, do you have the son's name?
Yeah, his name's Falcon.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. So I only remember this story for how it ended.
Yeah.
And I think that might have been where I entered the fray. Well, so how long was it? Because
it was only
a hoax.
2 hours.
Yeah, it was a hoax.
In my memory, spoilers.
Yeah, oh, no! I mean,
everyone knows, right?
Yeah. Cut it out.
But it was only 2 hours. In my memory, the boy was up there for a week and like, oh, we're going to get this boy down.
It was at least a day. Yeah.
Wait. It was 2 hours.
Was the boy in the balloon?
Well, they found the balloon on the ground. And the boy was not in the balloon. Oh my God, the boy's fallen out of the balloon. Oh my God.
That's right. Yeah, they are.
Later that same day, again, in my memory, this was like a week long thing, but it was the same day they found the boy in the attic of the house.
Oh my God.
And then they were like, oh, that's weird. The boy's in the attic. Oh. And it turns out they just faked the whole thing.
Did they get arrested?
Could you get arrested for a little fib?
So they figured out it was the way they figured out it was a hoax was really funny because they asked the kid while you were hiding, and he said to his parents, well, you guys said that we did it for the show. And that was a quote from Falcon, the little boy.
Oh, buddy.
And then everyone's like, I think you guys did this you made it up.
Yeah. And here's a picture of the National Guard looking for little Falcon in his balloon.
Yeah, they have like helicopters like, tracking the balloon.
They get in trouble for
everyone was on balloon watch. Yeah. So
if that really boy was in that helium-filled balloon, he'd be like,
he'd be dead because of the electrocution.
So the dad, Richard Heed, spent 90 days in jail and had to pay 36 grand. And the mum was sent to 20 days of weekend jail, which is just where you go to jail, but just on Saturday and Sunday.
What do you mean?
That's what
weekend
it is.
Jail. Weekend
Monday
jail.
Monday to Friday. That's
what do you
all
mean
yours.
That's real?
It's real. Monday it happens to a lot of women who are caretakers and stuff. So they do their time, but they do it a little trick.
But if they're caretakers, it's kind of like at jail time's a holiday.
Yeah, I know.
Just get to hang out with
the
other girls.
Jail. It's saying, but it's saying that jail is equal to being cleaning up after your
snow. No, I think it's saying like you being in jail
This makes more problems for us.
That would be like someone else being in jail if we had to put resources to care for your kids.
I thought it was just the equivalent. Like, that's punishment.
Well, I guess that's kind of what they're saying. Yeah. Because they're like, well, you know, it's still it's pretty bad to have to be, like a mum. Like, well, I can't think of a worse crime.
I'm not. Yeah, your crime is so not worth the time of getting someone else to look after a kid.
Yucky.
It's just basically just being grounded for adults, too. You can't go out. Monday to Friday, you can go to work.
Wait. So you're saying that the mum was grounded while her son was
in the air. Expertly crafted.
Thank you. You can expect this kind of comedy goals and wordplay.
Should it be Annie and Hayden?
No.
Lena and I are going to build a. We're going to fix traffic.
I'm actually okay with that.
Listen, fix traffic. You
get so many cats.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Annie.
I've been Lena.
And you can go see Annie and Lena at their show. Annie and Lena have a talk show. It's the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. There's a link in the show notes, or you can just Google that and you'll find it.
Jump a little, just one line further down in those show notes and follow the link to Starship Q-Ship.
Starship Q-Ship.
And you can catch Q-Star.
Hayden and Cass on all your favourite podcasts.
Absolutely.
Annie can't handle a lovely plug so much so she has to compliment you back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.